questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions on theological issues and some doubts that some have on different issues with regard to Islamic issues. Sheikh Anad, before starting our discussion, I would like to welcome you to this show and say salam to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. The question of the day is about the Ziyarah of Arba'een. Recently, alhamdulillah, we have seen in the last decade that the Ziyarah of Arba'een has been seen by the whole world, and the importance of this ziyarah in the eyes of the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. So we want to ask you, respected Shaykh, in case Allah give us the tawfiq to join this great gathering, inshallah, in Arba'een in Karbala, or even if we are here in our hometowns, what are the best ways to set up the Azam Majalis of Imam al-Hussein on such days? Can we imitate the same thing that is happening there in Karbala between the cities of Najaf and Karbala or other cities? Or no? Does this walk actually has an importance? Or no, there are some other ways to perform and set up these Majalis wherever we are, or in case we are going to attend this great assembly in Karbala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, one of the, one of the ways and methods for mourning Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam is, as you mentioned, walking in Arba'een procession. Mm-hmm. And of course, it has been mentioned in the historical account that the first person maybe he did that, he was Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, one of the companions of noble Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. And of course, beside that, we have many traditions and narrations emphasize on, walking toward the, visitation of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam. I do not want to go to the detail of the narration, but generally speaking, a great number of narrations, they have been talking about the, how recommended it is to go toward the, walking procession, you might, term it, for the visitation and pilgrimage of Ahlul Bayt. For example, mm-hmm. we have about the visitation of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam, about Imam Hussein and other infallible Ahlul Bayt. They have put great emphasis on the recommendation, for going and walking toward the visitation of those great Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
But if you look at the narrations in this regard, because the question was about maybe the best way for having the mourning procession for in the day of Arba'een or maybe other, for example, in Ashura or other days which have been put for the mournings of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, you can find different ways and methods for that. First of all, the great emphasis have been put on weeping and crying.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in one narration from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, we have ثُمَّ لَيَنْدُبَ الْحُسَيْنُ وَيَبْكِيهِ وَيَأْمُرُ مَنْ فِي دَارِهِ بِالْبُكَاءِ عَلَيْهِ. First of all, to weep yourself.
Yeah.
And to recommend other members of your family to cry for Imam Hussein. وَيُقِيمَ فِي دَارِهِ مُصِيبَتِهِ بِإِذْهَارِ الْجَزَعِ عَلَيْهِ. To establish and to have and to make the, mourning ceremony for Imam Hussein in your houses.
Very true.
Okay. And then we have وَيَتَلَاقَوْنَ بِالْبُكَاءِ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْدًا فِي الْبُيُوتِ. When you visit each other to give some kind of condolences and to remind the tragedy of Karbala, and very to true. Weep and to always remember what's happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. And then we have وَلِيُعَزَّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا بِمُصَابِ الْحُسَيْنِ, to give condolences for that. You know, in this beautiful narration of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, you can find all methods for having the mourning ceremony for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, weeping, crying, having this mourning session, and to remember always and to remind others what happened to the tragedy in the day of Ashura. And, of course, we have more than that in other narration. For example, we have مَنْ قَالَ فِي الْحُسَيْنِ الشَّعْرَى. If a person composed a poem for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, had this specific reward. And for example, we have in other narration, just so you want to quote, some pieces of narration in order to understand which ways do we have.
Very true.
For the mourning ceremony of Imam Hussein. And the reason of that is that because sometimes you find some ways which are weird ways. I do not want to mention those ways, but we know that what we are talking about. Unfortunately, you find some ignorant people, they're practicing some weird ways for the having some mourning ceremonies for Imam Hussein.
Definitely, Sheikh.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
It's very interesting that on the recommendations that we are finding and we are receiving from the Ahl Bayt themselves, there is no way to tell us to, for example, beat yourself in the same way that people beat with swords and, let's say, with cutlasses. So it means that they knew what to do. But on the other hand, we should not ignore the schemes, the satanic schemes and plots of the enemies, that they want to defame the school of Ahl Bayt and say that, okay, this is the way and this is the image that is being made by the followers of the school of Ahl Bayt. So we need to be very cautious, knowingly or unknowingly. We should not give some excuses to the enemies.
Exactly.
If you search just the word of Shia in Google or any other search engines, you'll find the first pages that comes up are something that they really are not what Shias are. So like that of doing tatbir and the people actually beating themselves in a wild way. This is not really... And this is exactly what you have presented and read are the words of Ahlul Bayt themselves, that they tell us just to feel sorrow and to actually increase this grief in yourself that, in such a day, what a great personality was martyred. So this is exactly what we need to be and the way that we have to be.
Exactly. As you mentioned, for example, some we have self-flagellation or, beating themselves with some knives. Unfortunately, yes, some people do that in the name of Imam Hussein and for showing the, their sadness for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. But it is not acceptable because nowhere in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt you can find such a thing. These are not acceptable. For example, in one narration we have that Abu Harun al-Makfuf, one of the companions of Imam al-Sadiq, he said that I went and visited the Imam al-Sadiq, and Imam told me, "Anshidni fa'anshadtu." He said that you may compose a poem for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, and I did that. And then Imam said, "La, kama tanshuduna wa kama tarthih inda qabre." Please do it as you do, around the, grave of Imam Hussein, the holy shrine of Imam Hussein. Do it as you do it, in that place. I mean, in a very, let's say sorrow tone, sorrowful tones, and you know, in this way, please do that. And he said that I did, and Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam weeps and cried. Of course, we have many other narrations, but if you look at the, let's say, all narrations talking about the, maybe the best method for having the morning ceremony for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they are talking about these issues, you know, weeping, crying, and having the, establishing the morning session for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course giving condolences and what I have mentioned in the beginning of this program.
Exactly. These are some recommendations that Sheikh actually gave us on how to set up the Azam Majalis of Imam Hussein and Arba'een and the days of Azza and let's say Taswa and Ashra and other days of Muharram. But Sheikh, in the remaining time, I want to ask you, actually, again, related to this very topic, that is it necessary to join the Arba'een walk? Is it something compulsory? And can we, or do we need to imitate it in our hometown if, in case that actually we don't have the chance and we don't have the tawfiq to attend that important majalis in Najaf and Karbala?
Of course, as you mentioned, we have in different narrations that you may go to, you know, and to walk toward the holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt. You may do that toward the holy shrine of, you know, Ahlul Bayt in different places and in different countries, okay?
Very true.
And of course, beside that, we have, let's say, in other narration, how to, it is recommended to walk toward the visiting of even a faithful, ordinary mu'min.
Very
okay?
true.
It is recommended to have some kind of walk and to go to that visitation and pay visits to one of your, you know, faithful brothers.
As we have in hadith that Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha, on every Monday, she went to visit Uhud the martyrs, that is, even Hamza, his uncle. So it was a sort of habit for her to go and pay visit of his grave and just to respect Hamza on such days.
Exactly, paying visit for the dead mu'min or, for example, a live mu'min, you may do that and you may walk and pay visit toward them. You know, in these cases, it is recommended to have some kind of walk and to have this, let's say, walking position for doing and for having a recommended action.
So it's not something compulsory, and as you said, it is a recommended action.
Exactly.
And can be imitated in the same cities that we are, and it can be not right, as you said.
Exactly, yes. You know, let me add one point, that this walking toward the, you know, visitation and pilgrimage of Imam Hussein in the day of Arba'een, and actually it has become one of the, mottos of Shia school of thought nowadays. Okay?
And even in Hadith Sheikh, it is known as a sign of being a Shia. Alamat al-Mu'min Khams, in Hadith that says something. And one of the signs of a mu'min is to perform the ziyarah of Arba'een.
Yes, we have this
either
narration.
In reciting the ziyarah itself or to going to the holy shrine of Imam al-Hassan.
Exactly. We have this narration from Imam al-Hassan al-Askari, as you mentioned. Very famous narration. He mentioned that about the signs and of the Shia person to do that. The point that I want to mention here is that maybe in other places, in other cities, as you mentioned, it is recommended to do that as indication for the visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe many people, they do not have opportunity. Of course, it is best and it is recommended to go and to have, you know, walking possession in the, you know, Karbala and Najaf, you know, themselves. But if you do not have opportunity of that, maybe you can do that in other cities, you know, in order just to show that we want to have this walking possession, you know, similar to the real one which has been held in the, you know, cities of Iraq.
Okay, thank you very much, dear Sheikh. I think we are almost done with this session and with the etiquettes of performing the ziyarah of Arba'een or any ziyarah on mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the ways that actually are recommended for us to perform. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, I hope that you enjoyed this show and you find it quite informative as I did. Inshallah, hopefully we shall be discussing again about the mourning etiquettes and also the sources of these mournings, or let's say the books of Maqatil or Maqtal, in our upcoming session. And that's why I'd like to invite you to join us then and be with us, and in case you have any questions or criticisms or comments, please do not hesitate to write it to us on englishradio@irib.ir. Till our next session, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن